我们华人常常会讲说我要办一个 party 的时候，就很多人说那个办你要怎么去形容，就发现说美国人是扔一个派对。
哇哦，
英文我就是现在就想学英文的，我跟人家交流我觉得有话说不出来，这个感觉让我怎么讲体会。
哦天哪，老伙计，这个东西应该怎么念呢？
叫老伙计的，
就那种一支枪嘛，以前那种中国的电影去翻译英国。
你know，我以为你在说 old turkey。
没有。
老伙计。
哦，我的上帝呀，
这
句话应该
怎么
念呢
？And if you're wondering the same, then you've come to the right place. 英语任你说 ，Let's talk.Hey guys, happy holiday season. 大家节日快乐。 Holiday season 其实在北美从感恩节就已经开始了。那么作为中国人来说， of course, 这个节日，这个 holiday season, 这个节日的季节会一直延续到过完农历新年为止。 So, happy holiday season. 大家节日快乐。 Joining me today, just like last time, is my neighbor, Laura. 我们今天的嘉宾依然是我的邻居 Laura.So in our last few sessions, we talked about the Christmas tree. 在上几期的节目里 ,Laura 和我们谈到了圣诞树。我们和大家分享了两个一分钟长的圣诞小故事。那么除了圣诞树之外，在 holiday season, 节日的季节里 ,of course, there are presents. 当然了 ,of course, there are presents. 当然少不了礼物。在上一期的节目里 ,I received an unexpected holiday gift.From Laura's family. Her grandma made it herself. It's handmade, which is one of my most favorite things to receive, because they are so meaningful and made with heart, love, and time. 在上一期的节目里 ,Laura 的母亲给我带来了一份圣诞礼物。这份礼物是 Laura 的姥姥亲手做的。那么我们在拆开这个礼物的时候，我们就开始谈到这个礼物。So we know that it's something that Laura's grandma knit.那么我们已经知道了，这个是 Laura 的姥姥织的一个东西。可是织的是什么呢？大家有没有猜到这是什么？ Laura 也说了 ，She does all kinds of clothing. So what could it be? 你有猜到吗？在上一期的节目里，我们已经给大家把这一分钟的故事翻译了一半。我们今天来一起看一看这段故事的下半部分。
She does like skirts. I always wore knitted skirts when I was a child.
Yeah.
And I'd have different colors. And then I had Christmas themed ones. And she always does bikinis, which I find a little weird. But,
but that's cool. You know, so I once saw in Guatemala, they have crocheted bikinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like natural fibers. And you can't, some people are allergic to like the plasticky kind of fabric. So,The perfect
It's
thing.
Perfect.
Yeah, my mother, well, when she was a child, there were five kids. So they had a lot of clothing. And my grandma, like, knitted like crazy.
Wow.
And all the girls were wearing, like, knitted bikinis. And they always looked so cute because they had, like, flowers and, like, different things. It was so cute.
But did they go into the water with them?
Yeah.
And it held up okay?
Yeah, because it was, like, perfect for, like, children. Children grow so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And because she was, like, a fast knitter.He kept up with time, like.
这一遍 this time around, 你又听懂了多少呢 ？Did you pick up more than last time? 你有没有比第一次多听懂几句话呢
？And my grandma like knitted like crazy, and all the girls were wearing like knitted bikinis, and they always looked so cute because they had like flowers and like different things. It was so cute.
因为她的姥姥 knitted like crazy.就在那里不停地疯狂地织东西。And all the girls were wearing their knitted bikinis. They had flowers and they were so cute. 那所有的女孩都穿着她们的 knitted bikini 织出来的比基尼，上面有各种各样的花，非常可爱。那么讲到织出来的 bikini， 我问了一句 ，But did they go into the water with them？ 那么她们下水是可以的吗 ？Did they hold up？ 因为织出来的东西下水是可以的吗？
But did they go into the water with them?
Yeah.
And it held up okay?
Yeah.
Laura 是这样答的。Yeah, they were perfect for children. 而且他们非常适合孩子。为什么呢？
Because it was like perfect for like children. Children grow so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And because she was like a fast knitter, he kept up with time. Like.
Because children grow so fast. 孩子长得真的是很快很快。 because children grow so fast. And she was a fast knitter. She kept up with time. 那么她又是神速在那里织东西，所以她是跟得上的。
He kept up with time.
这真的是神速。So I said, if I started that for a child, 如果换成是我的话
If I started that for a child, it would, the child would outgrow.
Yeah, I need to start now.
If I started that, 如果我开始为一个孩子织东西 the child would outgrow whatever I knitted. 无论我织什么，这个孩子都会比我织的东西要大，因为我会太慢太慢了。
Children grow so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And because she was like a fast knitter, he kept up with time. Like, a lot of time spent on knitting.
Well, I think that she can do that because she's fast. If I started that for a child, the child would outgrow.
Yeah, I need to start now if I'm planning to be pregnant in like 10 years. I need to plan. I can't do that.
Yeah.
那我们最后在开玩笑的时候 Laura 也说了一句 I need to start now if I plan to be pregnant in 10 years.
I need to start now if I'm planning to be pregnant in like 10 years. I need to plan. I can't do that.
Yeah.
是啊，如果我计划在十年以后怀孕，我现在就要开始织东西了。
I need to start now if I'm planning to be pregnant in like 10 years. I need to plan. I can't do that.
Yeah.
那么今天跟大家分享这个非常贴心非常温暖也非常幽默的小故事希望能够和大家分享一些节日的气氛今年你有没有收到一些非常特殊的礼物呢你有没有送出一些非常特殊的礼物是亲手做的吗 Is it handmade? I'd love to hear from you 留言告诉我
Did you pick up something new today?
在一个讲英文的大环境里，只要我们注意听，我们时时刻刻都在一个课堂里。
If you liked what you heard here, write us a review, give us a rating, and share it with a friend.
如果你也有想说却说不出来的话，不知道怎么说的话，不知道怎么念的单词，可以在我们的脸书专页上留言，我会在节目里回答。
Join our Facebook community at facebook.com/xiren.let's talk.
And of course, remember to subscribe. 记得要订阅关注我们的播客 podcast.
We're serving fresh episodes every week. Until the next time, keep listening, keep making time to do what you love.